This is Seeing Double, a Star Wars The Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Willow Crowned and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for mission fic, shapeshifting. The last page may or may not be Obi-Wan and Rex flirting, depending upon your point of view. Somehow, the title is not a reference to clones. Author's notes. The title of this doc in my drafts folder is just Two Obi-Wans? I have a bad feeling about this, Anakin says as they enter the cave.
When do you not?
Rex mutters under his breath, quietly enough that the general can't hear him. The cave is like most caves Rex has been in. Cool and dark, with a pervading sense of moistness that gets into the joints of his armor and leaves mildew behind. Unlike most caves Rex has been in, there's the smoking wreckage of General Kenobi's ship outside. Are we sure he's in here? Ahsoka says, moving her lightsaber to illuminate the space to her right. There's a loud, inhuman shriek from somewhere further down, followed by the sound of a lightsaber. Yep, Anakin says, taking off toward the noise. I'm sure he's in here. Rex sighs and follows the light of Anakin and Ahsoka's sabers towards the increasingly loud noises. They emerge into a decently sized cavern to see General Kenobi battling what looks like a mass of roiling tentacles and very, very sharp teeth. Obi-Wan, Anakin calls. Obi-Wan looks toward Anakin for half a second, his face conveying a good deal of exasperation. I'm rather busy, Anakin, he says, dodging one tentacle and cutting off another. So unless you're going to help, I'd ask you to be quiet. Anakin shakes his head in mock disappointment, but Rex knows him well enough to see the feral glint in his eyes. That means he's about to join the fight. Always so touchy, he says, and enters the fray. Ahsoka moves to follow him, but Rex puts a hand on her shoulder. Anakin had said something a few days ago about Ahsoka watching Obi-Wan fight. Besides, they're two Jedi. They have it handled on their own. Come on, Rex says. They don't need our help. Not to mention, he thinks grimly, that if he starts shooting or Ahsoka mistimes a jump and gets slammed into a wall, they might bring the messy stalactites above them down. Ahsoka pouts, but turns her lightsaber off. Obi-Wan, Anakin calls, doing a complicated twist over a tentacle and ducking towards him. Cover me. He moves towards Anakin, shielding both of them with lightning-fast moves, and the two move toward the center of the creature. Anakin stabs, causing the creature to shriek with an unseen mouth, and Obi-Wan copies him after a second, once it's clear that the creature isn't swinging at them in its death throes. Suddenly bereft of the light of the lightsabers, the cave goes entirely dark. There's a thump, and then a grunt, and then the sound of a lightsaber hilt hitting stone. An odd squelching noise reverberates throughout the cavern, then Anakin pulls his lightsaber free, illuminating two fallen figures right next to each other. Anakin says. Obi-Wan? Both figures give identical groans and push themselves up gingerly as Ahsoka's lightsaber flicks back on, the green illuminating both faces. It's General Kenobi. Two of them. Down to the mussed hair, the robes, and the nearly invisible freckle below his left ear. Next to them, where there should be a carcass of tentacles, is a stretch of empty cave floor. Both Obi-Wans turn and look at each other at the exact same time, faces changing to identical looks of horror. "It's a shapeshifter," the one on the left says. "Apparently a rather talented one." The one on the right frowns. "I ran into it while I was stuck down here. I hadn't realized it could imitate me." Anakin closes his eyes, face going still the way it does when he's reaching out with the Force. "Well?" Ahsoka prompts after a minute. "Which one is the real Master Obi-Wan?" Anakin opens his eyes and frowns.
"I can't tell."
"What do you mean you can't tell?" the Obi-Wan on the right says scathingly. "I can't be identical in the Force." Anakin frowns.
"That's just it. Your shielding is identical. Maybe if you let down your shielding?"
Both Kenobis raise a skeptical eyebrow. "It's clearly Force-sensitive," the one on the left says. "Who's to say it won't take the opportunity to break my mind while my shields are down?" "Unfortunately," the one on the right says, with a profound look of distaste, "the creature is right."
"So, what do we do?" Ahsoka asks.
Anakin frowns, looking at the Obi-Wans, and then he smirks, a dawning look of comprehension on his face.
"I think I can tell them apart."
He summons Obi-Wan's lightsaber from where it fell.
"Rex, can I have your blaster?"
Rex frowns, but gives his blaster to Anakin. "Obviously, we can't give you a lightsaber until we're totally sure," he says to the Obi-Wan on the left.
"But we can give you a blaster, just in case."
The Obi-Wan on the left accepts the blaster with a grave look of importance. Anakin looks at him for a moment, and then snorts.
"Well, that was easy."
He summons the blaster back, and shoots the Obi-Wan right between the eyes. The remaining Obi-Wan looks at him, aghast.
"That was your plan."
Anakin shrugs, looking at Obi-Wan's body shrinking into a pile of gray goo.
"Hey, it worked, didn't it?"
"I don't understand," Ahsoka says. "Why did you give the shifter a blaster?" Anakin shrugs, helping Obi-Wan up.
"I couldn't actually tell them apart, and I wasn't going to bring them both back with us. So I needed a test."
"A test?"
"Yep."
Anakin grins. "Watch." He turns to Obi-Wan.
"Hey, Obi-Wan, you want this blaster?"
Obi-Wan makes a face of equal parts horror and disgust.
"No," he says primly. "I do not."
Anakin gestures towards him, tossing Rex his blaster back.
Obi-Wan hates blasters. He thinks they're uncivilized.
Obi-Wan rolls his eyes. "They are uncivilized. And don't think I'm forgetting about your plan. It was foolhardy at best. The shifter could already mimic my speech patterns. What if it had known enough about me to pass your test?"
"But did it, though?"
Anakin says smugly.
Obi-Wan fixes him with an exasperated stare.
"Fine," Anakin says, rolling his eyes. "Tell us something only the real Obi-Wan would know."
"When you were 14, Obi-Wan says, with a smirk that means Anakin just walked right into a setup. "You ended up as a virgin sacrifice because, okay, Anakin squawks, that's enough. I don't know, Master, Ahsoka says with a smile. I think we need some more proof. Master Obi-Wan, how exactly did he end up as a virgin sacrifice? A smug smirk touches the corners of Obi-Wan's mouth as Anakin groans.
He mistook a young native's questions about his purity of body as flirting, and voluntarily stripped himself naked and let himself be tied up, under the impression that it was a ritual that led to sex.
Obi-Wan's slight smirk widens.
He nearly got eaten by a lake monster. I had to rescue him.
Rex snorts despite himself, something neither Anakin nor Ahsoka catch. Obi-Wan, on the other hand, gives him a conspiratorial look.
Are you convinced as to the veracity of my identity now? Obi-Wan asks, faux innocent.
Anakin glares at him. Let's just go.
He leads the way out of the cave, Ahsoka trailing behind him and making remarks about lake monsters and clothes, and how Anakin can never be annoyed at her again.
He must have been a handful, Rex remarks quietly to Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan nods, offering Rex a hand up.
Very much so.
He smiles gently.
Ahsoka is 10 times easier on him than he was on me.
I have to be honest, sir, Rex says. I find that hard to believe.
I would too, if I were you, Obi-Wan agrees. She certainly can be a lot to deal with. Though,
he pauses thoughtfully.
You seem to do well with her.
Rex shrugs awkwardly.
She's a good kid.
They both look ahead, to where Ahsoka is needling Anakin for more details about the lake monster.
Yes, Obi-Wan says, and she's lucky to have you taking care of her. They both are, actually.
Rex just shrugs again.
I barely do anything. I just tag along.
Oh, Obi-Wan says, looking at him curiously.
I find that hard to believe. They both need someone to rein them in occasionally.
Yes, well, Rex says. All due respect, sir, but I'd have to rein them in less if we didn't have to periodically rescue you from crashes.
Obi-Wan looks at him for a moment, then snorts.
Fair point. I'll try to avoid this sort of thing in the future.
Much appreciated, Rex says, holstering his blaster and climbing out of the cave.
Oh, Obi-Wan says, following Rex out.
And Rex, thank you for coming.
The end.